Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, November 23rd, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Acts today in chapter 24, and this is Paul's trial before Felix. Remember, he has been taken down to Caesarea, and now he is going to be on trial before the governor, Felix. 5 days later, the high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus, and they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. "We have enjoyed a long period of peace under you, and your foresight has brought about reforms in this nation. Everywhere and in every way, most excellent Felix, we acknowledge this with profound gratitude. But in order not to weary you further, I would request that you would be kind enough to hear us briefly. We have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple. So we seized him. By examining him yourself, you will be able to learn the truth about all these charges we are bringing against him." The other Jews joined in the accusation, asserting that these things were true. When the governor motioned for him to speak, Paul replied, "I know that for a number of years you have been a judge over this nation, so I gladly make my defense. You can easily verify that no more than 12 days ago I went up to Jerusalem to worship. My accusers did not find me arguing with anyone at the temple or stirring up a crowd in the synagogues or anywhere else in the city. And they cannot prove to you the charges they are now making against me. However, I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way, which they call a sect. I believe everything that is in accordance with the law and is written in the prophets, and I have the same hope in God as these men themselves have, that there will be a resurrection of both the righteous and the wicked. So I strive always to keep my conscience clear before God and man. After an absence of several years, I came to Jerusalem to bring my people gifts for the poor and to present offerings. I was ceremonially clean when they found me in the temple courts doing this. There was no crowd with me, nor was I involved in any disturbance. But there are some Jews from the province of Asia who ought to be here before you and bring charges if they have anything against me. Or these who are here should state what crime they have found in me when I stood before the Sanhedrin, unless it was the one thing I shouted as I stood in their presence. It is concerning the resurrection of the dead that I am on trial before you today." Then Felix, who was well acquainted with the way, adjourned the proceedings. "When Lysias, the commander, comes," he said, "I will decide your case." He ordered the centurion to keep Paul under guard, but to give him some freedom and permit his friends to take care of his needs. Several days later, Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish. He sent for Paul and listened to him as he spoke about faith in Christ Jesus. As Paul talked about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and said, "That's enough for now. You may leave. When I find it convenient, I will send for you." At the same time, he was hoping that Paul would offer him a bribe. So he sent for him frequently and talked with him. When 2 years had passed, Felix was succeeded by Porcius Festus. But because Felix wanted to grant a favor to the Jews, he left Paul in prison. Let's move over to the Psalms. Just like we were in Acts 24, today we are in Psalm 24. And you'll notice that the beginning of Psalm 24 sounds a lot like Psalm 15. Verse 3 of Psalm 24 says this, "Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place?" Psalm 15 begins this way, "Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain?" The immediate answer we come away with, right, is no one. It seems to us that we are not righteous before the Lord. And yet, in the book of Acts, we just heard that Paul was preaching about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. And so there is this tension in our faith where we are striving for perfection. As Jesus says in Matthew 5:48, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." And yet we know that we do not have clean hands and pure hearts always, as this psalm indicates one needs to ascend to the mountain of the Lord. That's why when I read this psalm, I always read it with an eye for its fulfillment, ultimately in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but also with a hopefulness that because of Him, I now can enter into the presence of the Lord. And as I have this access, it should make me want to have cleaner hands and a purer heart. Okay, of David, a psalm. "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For He founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend to the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, ye gates, lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is He, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory." And now let's turn over to the book of Nehemiah. Today we're reading Nehemiah Chapter 12, verses 1 through 26. Again, we have a list of names. These are the priests and the Levites. "These were the priests and Levites who returned with Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and with Joshua, Seraiah, Jeremiah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Hattush, Shechaniah, Rehum, Meremoth, Idu, Gidathon, Abijah, Majamin, Moadiah, Bilgah, Shemaiah, Joarib, Jediah, Shalu, Amok, Hilkiah, and Jediah. These are the leaders of the priests and their associates in the days of Joshua. The Levites were Jeshua, Minui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Judah, and also Mattaniah, who together with his associates was in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. Barbukiah and Uni, their associates, stood opposite them in the services. Joshua was the father of Joachim, Joachim the father of Eliashib, Eliashib the father of Joiada, Joiada the father of Jonathan, and Jonathan the father of Jedua. In the days of Joachim, these were the heads of the priestly families, of Seraiah's family, Mariah, of Jeremiah's, Hananiah, of Ezra's, Meshulam, of Amariah's, Jehohanan, of Maluk's, Jonathan, of Shechaniah's, Joseph, of Harim's, Adna, of Meremoth's, Helkiah, of Idu's, Zechariah, of Ginnathon's, Meshulam, of Abijah's, Zikri, of Menaiman's and Madiah's, Piltai, of Bilgah's, Shamua, of Shemaiah's, Jehonathan, of Jorib's, Mattaniah, of Jedidiah's, Uzi, of Salu's, Kala, of Amok's, Eber, of Hilkiah's, Hashabiah, of Jediah's, Nathaniel. The family heads of the Levites in the days of Eliashib, Joiada, Johanan, and Jaddua, as well as those of the priest, were recorded in the reign of Darius the Persian, the family heads among the descendants of Levi up to the time of Johanan, son of Eliashib, were recorded in the book of the Annals. And the leaders of the Levites were Hashabiah, Sherebiah, Jeshua, son of Kadmiel, and their associates who stood opposite them to give praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other, as prescribed by David, the man of God. Mattaniah, Barbukiah, Obadiah, Meshulam, Talmon, and Akub were gatekeepers who guarded the storerooms at the gates. They served in the days of Jehoiakim, son of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, and in the days of Nehemiah, the governor, and of Ezra, the priest, the teacher of the law. In the midst of all of those names, did you catch the two times where thankfulness is mentioned? First, there was a listing in verse 8 of the Levites who were in charge of the songs of thanksgiving. It made me think about Eleanor on the way home from school today. She was singing a song, Don't Forget to Be Thankful. And it just made me appreciate the fact that she's learning songs of thanksgiving. And then down at the bottom, let's see here in verse 24, there's this explanation of the leaders of the Levites who stood opposite one another to give praise and thanksgiving, one section responding to the other. So responsive reading or singing. And it made me think about a prayer in the Common Book of Prayer called a Litany of Thanksgiving. And I thought it might be fun if you and I do a responsive reading. I will say a stanza and then we'll all respond with, "We thank you, Lord." Let us give thanks to God our Father for all His gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea. We thank you, Lord. For our daily food and drink, our homes and families, and our friends. We thank you, Lord. For minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve. We thank you, Lord, for health and strength to work and time to rest and worship. We thank you, Lord, for all who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity. We thank you, Lord, for all who are earnestly seeking after truth and all who labor for justice. We thank you, Lord, for all that is good and gracious in the lives of men and women, revealing the image of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the communion of saints and in all times and places. We thank you, Lord. Above all, we give thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. To Him be praise and glory with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.